to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm Lori Marie, and I have with me today the amazing Emily Russell, and we are Joy Business Facilitators, and we're both also moms, and we're going to be talking today about the business of being a mom, and this is in honor of Mother's Day, which is happening now. So welcome, Emily.
Hi, Lauren. I always love doing these shows with you. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yeah, this is very cool. Emily and I get to create together every day with Access and our day jobs, and it's so much fun creating with the what we call now dazzle of people that we're that we get to play with and create with, and knowing that a lot of these women that we get to work with are also moms. It's it makes it easier, I think. We
oh my
know
gosh,
what it's
so
like
much.
when we have a sick kid, or in my case, sick twins, or things like that. It's good to know that the ones we're with are have been there and can relate and don't make us wrong for having things come up. So that's one piece that makes it a lot easier for us. I think we're very lucky.
I know when I one of the things, actually, when I first started working with you guys or was looking at doing that, I had been a stay-at-home mom and then was slowly sort of taking on what I guess the normal word would call freelance work, like working with a few different facilitators here and there. And then I had the choice to, like, keep doing that or more work fully with Access Consciousness and especially you guys on Dane's team, Dane Heer's team. And one of the things I really looked at was that all of us are moms and have kids, and it was that idea when we talked about, well, hey, when we do have sick kids, we'll support each other, and that was it was such a gift because I knew that there was this other group of women to support me when that get it, you know, that know what's going on with your kids, so it made it so much easier to be a working, quote, working mom, you know, and, you know, it's our day job, but it's also our night job. Like, we work since everyone's awake all hours of the night. We are creating all the time, and it's so awesome to know that people have your back. And, like, to anyone listening, it's you might not be working with those people, but if you have anyone in your life like that, it's wonderful. And if you get to work with people like that that do understand and, you know, incorporate your lifestyle and your kids into your job, it's such a gift.
Exactly, and it's like what you're talking about, the energy of that is what, when we looked at the title of the show, the business of being a mom, to me, it's like whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're working and you know, quote, leave the house every day, or you don't have a job but your business is your kids, like you're running your household, like it's all the business of being a mom. It's like we don't really separate that. For us, it's like, our kids come with us to our seminars. Like, we're leaving tonight for Langkawi, Malaysia for a 7-day adventure. And that's work. It's play. It's holiday. It's, you know, and for me, it's like, that's the business of being a mom. It's like involving my kids in pretty much everything. Like, right now they're sleeping. They're not on the radio show, but energetically, they're always with me and everything that I create.
Yeah, I know one of the, so we're both being Joy Business Facilitators. One of the things that Simone Millicis, the founder of that, always says is, you know, if you're awake and you have blood running through your veins, you're in business, like your life is your business. And it took me a while to get that. Like, I remember when I first got the Joy of Business book, I loved it, and I truly didn't get that I was in business, like, because I didn't, quote, have a business, and I wasn't even working at the time. And so I really had excluded myself from that world, thinking that you had to own a business on your, you know, to be considered in business. And then that I don't want to call it definition because it's not a definite, that expansion of like, no, everything you're doing is your business because you're creating. Like when you're planning out your day with your staying at home and what you're doing with your kids and what you're having to eat and like running your life is your business. And so I love that. That's such a different point of view because it doesn't exclude anything. Then all of a sudden, like you said, everything gets to contribute to each other. Like your quote job gets to, you know, contribute to your family and your family gets to contribute to your kids. And rather than, I think what normally we see is that it's separate and that it, one takes you away from the other. Exactly. And so it's so different to look at it this way.
Yeah. And if business is the adventure of living, then anything can be a business. Everything can be a business. And it doesn't meet the criteria or definitions from this reality of like necessarily how it's supposed to look or feel or the structures that it is confined by, but it's like it can expand into playtime, you know, and just anything that you do can be and contribute to your income flows, to what you're creating for your future. And it's like if you allow that, and I talk a lot about including my kids and allowing them to and asking them to contribute to what I'm creating, whether it's a class or like we're moving to a new house and it costs more than the house we're in now. And every time we've moved, it's, you know, it's cost more than the last one and we're just growing and expanding. And now we're going to be living on the beach. And it's like, I asked the kids to contribute to that. Hey, do you want to move to the beach? And they're not even 2 years old. So when I say, when I ask the kids, it's not like
right.
I'm asking a teenager. I'm like,
it's not a conversation verbally, at least.
It is. And they, you know, I ask them out loud, and they don't answer like full sentences, but you get that they're, oh yeah, sure. I mean, and usually what I get energetically back is they're just like, mom, like, chill out. It's like it's already done. Why are you like talking to us about this? It's like, yeah, hello, who do you think, you know, got the idea to go to the beach and that's why we're moving there? It's like, get over yourself.
Well, I love talking about that, too, because I remember the first time I heard that tool of, like, well, ask your kids to contribute to you and your business and to creating money. And it's not that they're going to go out and make money like they're 2 or like my kids are, you know, 4 and 7. And they're not the ones creating, quote, the money, but they are. Energetically, they are. And that whole thing, too, of that money follows joy. So whatever in the day, like if I am working and I've been sitting on my computer for like 4 hours in a row and it doesn't feel joyful or fun anymore, I've now finally realized that if I stop and do something else, whether, I mean, I think in this reality it seems like, well, you're not working, it's a waste of your time, or I might have lots of other things on my to-do list, but when I always choose something else that's more joyful or, you know, which might be playing with my kids for, you know, taking a break and taking them on a walk, it contributes so much to, quote, the flow of the workday and also to creating money because you're just creating anything in your life that gives you more of a joyful energy, like moving to the beach creates more money, which is crazy. But when I finally got that, I was like, oh, that's such an easier way to live than trying to do everything to make money, which isn't joyful, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I think a good example of that everyone can relate to is how you get the best ideas when you're like in the shower or, you know, and it's like you're not thinking, you're shampooing your hair and it's like that thing, you know, pops in your head and you're like, oh, like it's the, you know, the brilliant inspiration that you've been looking for, but it's the times that you turn your brain off and you're just, you know, or you go for a walk or whatever and it's like your brain gets to quiet down and the inspiration from the universe can pop in. And that's what you're talking about where, and I have the same thing too. I'm like, okay, I'm tired of working. Let me go play with the kids. And it's like, it rejuvenates me and it allows me to create more.
Yeah. Yeah. I know like my kids are school age. So, either I or my husband have to take them to school and it's the one thing that I love doing. I'm the one that does it every day if I'm home, not on a work trip, because I drop them off and then the drive back is like my most creative time of the day. It's like they contribute this energy. I get to be with them. And then it's that relaxing, like I'm in the car on my own and all those ideas just pop into my head. It's such a different way to work rather than having to think things through or sit down and be at your desk to have everything happen. It's a different way of creating.
Yeah. One of the other things we were going to talk about, and I think this is leading into that, is wine moms make the best entrepreneurs or CEOs or workers or whatever it is, that form of business that you're looking at. And this is like, well, we have built in, I don't even call it a break, but creative inspirational moments throughout the day because these happy interruptions. And sometimes it's not, like for me, it's like screaming someone fell off a, you know, bed or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the brother bit his sister and she pulled his hair and I have to run out and intervene. But it's like built into the day are these little moments of not work that actually create for more.
Yeah. And then I know a big piece for me, too, was that not making myself wrong when the opposite was when I actually wanted to create and be working instead of playing with my kids. Like, I feel like that scene is wrong often, and it's, like, honoring in the moment which is going to create more. Because I know for a while, I was like, but I should be with them or I should be doing this, and it's Saturday or it's Sunday. And it's like, but sometimes taking that hour to create that was going to act, that fuels my day. If I do that at a certain time, it's like playing in the moment of what is going to create more for you and not going on what you should do or what you think is being a good mom or not. And your kids usually contribute to that if you're really choosing what would create more for you and the family, which is sometimes working too. Yeah.
And I think we're very lucky, and maybe not luck is the right word for it, because we did create our jobs. But we have the fortune of having jobs that are really fun and creative. And for me, it's fun. I don't know if it would be fun for everyone, but probably not. But I love what I do. And for me, I don't look at it as work. It's like, I get to go create. And it's so much fun for me. I know it's the same for you.
Yeah.
So I wonder what could we offer to the moms out there who don't have that right now, that don't have, you know, creative fun jobs? How can they get a little?
That's what I was going to say too, because I've worked with a few people like that, several moms who are in a job maybe they don't love, and one of the questions that, like, I love to ask at that place is, what else can I add to my life? Because if you're in a job that you don't like, rather than thinking, oh, my God, I have to quit it or leave it or I can't leave it, I'm stuck here, you know, it's providing the money I need for the family or I'm at home and I want to be working, it's like, well, what else could you add? And then start doing something that is fun for you and is joyful. And it's I know that's how I created my job. Like, I'm working with, you know, a lot of social media and promo, and I just started playing with that. And then it became something that later is, quote, my job, you know. But it was truly from adding, and I thought that was a crazy question when I had kids in diapers and, you know, a six-month-old and an older one. I was like, why would I want to add to my life? But then when I looked at, but when you're adding more joy, somehow, like, you expand into being able to create more, and it gives you more energy rather than takes away energy from what you have to create.
So what you just brought up there is asking questions, which I think is a great thing to go into, and talking a little bit about how asking questions can lead you away from a predictable reality, a predictable future, and into something more creative and inspirational. So let's go into that when we come back on Joy of Business Radio with Lauren and Emily.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business radio show with Maureen Marie and Emily Russell, and we're talking today about the business of being a mom. And just before break, we were leading into asking questions as a way to start creating a different life and reality and business as a mom, and talking about coming out of or through or beyond a predictable reality, which for me, like, so much of the mom duties get really boring really fast. I don't know about you, Emily.
Yes, yes.
So this is really exciting for me because when I was like, you know, the kids were very little and I have twins, I was like, gosh, it's like being so busy all the time and yet bored and yet you have no time for yourself. And it's like all of that was coming from a place of predictable reality. It's like, this is what I've predicted being a mom of twins is, and this is how it should be, and this is how it will always be, and this is what it must be, and there's no other choice. And none of that was a question or a possibility or a choice or looking at the contribution. So do you have anything to say about that?
I remember really totally thinking that after I had children, I would never travel again. So before I got pregnant with my first, which is so funny, I used to, before I had kids and got married, I loved traveling, and I would, like, waitress for a while or bartend and then save money and then travel and then come back and do the same again. And even up until right before getting married. And then I remember asking my husband, I said, okay, I'm going to go on a trip to India because I know that I'm not going to be able to travel after I have kids, and especially to India. And it's so funny. I think I've been there now twice since having them, but it's so funny. I really had that point of view. I'd predicted, like, based on this reality, that once you have kids, travel is so hard that either I'm not going to do it often, or if I did, I certainly wouldn't go to, you know, whatever I deemed as a hard country to travel with children, which at the time I had thought India would be that country. So it's funny, I went on that trip and then kind of was like, okay, I won't be traveling again. And I created that. So when I had my first daughter, I don't think we went anywhere. We went to Mexico, but in the U.S., I feel like that doesn't really, you know, we kind of see that as an easy trip.
Count.
But it doesn't count. We really didn't travel. And it was something that brought me so much joy. And it was crazy to rule that out of my life because I thought that's what happens. You know, it's like what this reality predicts for you. And so when I got out of that, I created something really, really different. So there's a lot more choices available when you don't go to what's that predictable in and out. And right, you said so boring. I feel like so many moms I know go crazy if they feel like there's no change or they don't have any other choices except what's laid out for them, you know, in their day, in their weeks. And that leads to a lot of not happy moms, I think.
It's so true. And travel is a huge thing that people predict will go away when they become a mom. And we live in Australia and we've traveled, I think, to at least four different countries since we've had the twins, and they're not two yet. So it's like we've been to South Africa twice and New Zealand, and we're going to Malaysia tonight. And it's like, yeah, those are places you go with little kids, right? Not so much.
Right, with twins, like long flights that you guys have done. Yeah.
And it's not, when the one vomits in the middle of the plane and it's like the other one screams the entire flight, it's, you know, not saying it was always easy, but we, by asking questions, have created a really different life for us and the kids, and looking at, like, well, what would we like to create, and what if it wasn't predictable, and what if we didn't have to do it like we were supposed to? or like anyone else has predicted for us, or maybe we have predicted for ourselves before we had kids. You know, what if we could actually create something totally different? So Emily's just found a really cool clearing I'd like to run right now, which is, what predictable life and future are you creating that, if you didn't create it, would allow you to receive more? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and create it all?
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you're listening to this and you don't know that what a clearing is or the clearing statement, you can go to theclearingstatement.com to learn more about it. But it's basically like, when you ask these questions, it brings up an energy of like, that's there, but that brings up like, if I didn't create all that predictability, what else could I receive? And then it clears like everything in the way, all those like known and unknown and energetic limitations to you creating something more. So it's kind of like a magic tool that is amazing.
It is a magic tool, and it's like, those girls just started speaking Swahili. What did they just say? this is one way to get out of your predictable reality, is to start running clearings. And even you can run that clearing, or you could just start asking questions. Like you said, what else can I add to my life is a great question to ask. And either way, it starts to create and allow in different energies than what you've previously been functioning from, whatever that was. And it's not like you have to have a crappy life to do this. Like, what if you have a pretty good life and you could be even greater?
Yeah.
It's possible you haven't considered.
Because I know I was reading, when I was looking up, like, what are some of the qualities that great lead or business people have, like leaders and businesses. And one of the words you hear a lot is adaptability, like the ability to change on a dime. And you know, and that's really what this is about, like being willing to change, being adaptable. And as a mom, that is so key. And in business, that's so key. And not having to like come to a conclusion or predict everything that's going to happen, because then you end up going down this path that's probably not fun and also might not create much. So when you're willing to ask questions, to see what else is out there, what else is possible, and roll with when, like, you know, you're like you said, your child throws up in the middle of the plane, like, okay, like, what else could I, how could I adapt to the situation? So, like, it doesn't have to be the trauma and drama that it is, you know, which is so key to making everything easier.
Yes, and functioning with the chaos of that, like the unpredictability and the ever-changing every moment, and allowing it to create, and using it all to your advantage rather than seeing it as a problem. And I mean everything, like including the sickness and the, you know, stuff that comes up that doesn't seem like, oh, this is what I've been asking for, showing up in the form of puking kid. Like, it doesn't always look like you like it.
Right.
I was going to I guess sick is on my mind, because my kids have been sick for the last week, and I'm like, please get better before we leave. And they're finally better yesterday, so I'm touch wood, hoping that this will make the trip better. But I'm like, oh God, I do not want to have you puking on the plane, please dear God. But
right?
It's like really using everything to your advantage and not looking at it as a problem or having resistance to it. I mean, I did have to look at clearing some of that stuff for myself. Like, okay, and, you know, what's it going to be like if they are still sick when we get on the plane? Like, how do we handle that? What are we going to do? And, you know, and what came up too for me, which I know is a common thing that comes up for moms, is, well, this makes me a bad mom. Like, taking your kids international on an international flight when they're sick, or, you know, do I take them to the doctor or not? And really having to look at, like, okay, does this make me a bad mom? Yes or no? Like, okay, what does that mean? Really? Like, okay, what will actually work for my kids? And every day and every moment going, okay, like, is this working? Do I need to do something different? Okay, now one of them's got a fever. Are they actually getting worse? Or are they getting better? Like, and being in question with it, not going to, oh crap, we'll have to call off the plans. You know, we can't travel. Like, I've got to take them to the ER, like going into all of that.
And we can learn so much, like, from our kids in that way, because they're so willing to do that, to change all the time. Like,
yeah.
And completely, one minute, you know, they'll be happy and playing, and then they'll have a, you know, quote, little, like, my older one will have a little fight with her friend. And then they're willing to, the next 10 seconds, be totally over it. Like, they're willing to change and adapt all the time to any situation. So it's such a, like, you can also ask, like, to, you know, look at your children and what can you learn from them? Because they're so willing to change any second and not stick with the story or the trauma, you know, of anything. And like, okay, that's done. Let's move on, you know. And adults, we tend to not do that. And it's, I've looked at like, wow, what can I learn from that? Like, and take on from that, because there's such a gift with it.
Totally. It's like the goldfish brain. Like they, you know, like, what are you talking
totally.
About? I don't. What do you mean I don't like that person? Like, I like them now. And it's like, that was 10 seconds ago.
Right.
I love that about kids. They don't hold on to anything.
Right.
Like, this is a
right.
new, this is a new moment. This is a new day. And I think being willing to not project at your kids that they would be the same as they were yesterday is huge too. Like if you have a kid who, like, I'll use my son as an example, there's certain things that Preston does not enjoy, and he gets very, like, whingy, whiny, you know, and it's like, that's how he's learned to control his surroundings, is, like, throw a temper tantrum, and it's like, okay, cool, well, what if that wasn't Preston? Like, what if I destroyed and uncreated everything I've decided makes him, you know, and then I run the clearing statement, I run, get that thought back on my shores with him, and the next day he'll not do that at all, and he'll just be happy and smiley, and it's like, okay, that's a different kid.
Yeah, that's a great tool. Like, I like that tool of, and what the, how I do that is I destroy and uncreate my relationship with my kids every day. And what you're doing is you're doing that. You're getting, you're destroying and uncreating all the points of view you have about them and who they are and how they function, because they wake up different every day. So if you're willing to also allow that and have your relationship with them always be creative, then they can show up different every day rather than exactly what you said, like what's projected at them. And, well, they're this type of kid, or they always handle this situation this way. And it's like, no, they're willing to always change. So if you allow that space for them, you'd be amazed at what shows up. That's such a great point.
Yeah, huge. So I'm wondering when we come back, where we want to go, maybe more into this. That's actually another way that they're unpredictable, is like being willing to change and create themselves different every day, and allowing not just your kids, but your business and you and your life to be different every moment.
Yeah. One of my favorite questions for that is like, who am I today? Right? When you wake up.
Ooh.
It's a great.
Who am I today?
Ooh. Yeah, who am I today? Or, like, I think what I always ask too is, who am I, or what am I that's never existed before? And see what shows up.
I love
up.
That one, too.
Yeah.
So when we come back, who knows who will be joining you on the Joy of Business Radio with We Don't Know Who, when we come back.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work, can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the business of being a mom. I'm Lauren Marie, and my friend and co-worker Emily Russell is here, and we're talking about what it's like to be a mom in business and what how that could look totally different than you expected. So, Emily, where would you like to go now? You want to talk about how we lead or empower our kids and how that's similar to business?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you like to do that?
Yes, let's do that. Let's talk about that. Yeah. One of the things that was really different for me, too, in looking at parenting and, well, what I admire in other people is when they empower others. Like, I know we're so lucky, like, to work with Simone, and one of the things she's brilliant at is empowering everyone she works with to know what they know and create how they create rather than telling them what to do. And I think as parents, you know, the typical thing is, oh, your kids are little, they're small, you need to tell them what to do. And that doesn't empower them. It does not work. It really does not work, especially if you have children like ours. You know, it does not work at all. So instead, like, when you empower them and ask them questions, and it applies, it's so cool because it applies to parenting, it applies to, you know, adults in business that you're working with, people in your family. It's like really asking, like, you don't have to figure everything out. So, like, if I have something going on, you know, with my older one, like, let's say we have stuff around the house that you want to clean your room, or maybe there's dishes or something that she can help with, rather than telling her what to do, it's kind of like, okay, which of these would you want to start with, or what would be fun for you? And then letting her choose, and if she doesn't choose to do any of them, like, also empowering them to see what that choice creates too, rather than, like, nagging on them, or, you know, it's empowering kids to actually see that they can create their life, what's fun for them, and asking them to contribute. Or, like, if we have kind of like a way to do a, like, maybe it's a puzzle or some, like, you're going on an outing for the day and the plan. It's like, well, asking your kids, well, how do you want to do this? What would you do here? Or, like, how would you
so
create this day?
Can I ask you, and I'm asking too because my kids are so young that it's I haven't had to deal with this with them yet, but how is that different than giving your kids consequences?
What I've seen, well, it's partly like it allows, you know, when someone tells you, if you do this, then this is going to happen, but if you haven't experienced it, like, I've found that you don't really believe it, or if you have a stubborn child, too, they're going to do the opposite. So I feel like it is still consequences, but it allows them to actually experience the consequences. Like, my one daughter does not like to brush her hair or teeth. And so it's like, okay, if you go to school without brushing your hair or teeth, like, you get to see what it's like hanging out with your friends that day, or, you know, like, if they say you have stinky breath or whatever that is, and if they don't, like, maybe you don't care. Like, I don't know. But, like, what if you can experience what that choice creates? You know, if you don't want to clean your room and you're living in a pigsty, what if, like, I didn't clean it up for them and they get to see what that's like? And then at a certain point, if it doesn't work for me, like, that room is so ridiculously messy that it actually doesn't work for me anymore, then it's like, okay, well, if this doesn't happen, like, hey, here's the deal. Like, I'm not a doormat, so the room has to get cleaned, you know, once a week so we can walk through it. If that doesn't happen, then, and that is a consequence, right? But they know that, and they still might not choose that. Like, okay, if that doesn't happen, then you can't have your computer. You're not going to have treats for the day, which is a big one with my kids. Mm. So if that's something they really want, then they might choose different. And if they don't choose to clean their room, which sometimes happens, and then they don't get treats that next day or whatever it is, they're like, oh, man, this isn't fun for me. I'm like, okay. So when they're begging me for that, you know, the ice cream the next day, it's like, well, hey, but you chose not to do this, which is fine. I don't have, and part of it is not having a point of view of it, like not making it wrong. Like, well, see, you should have chosen to clean your room because you could have had ice cream. It's like not making them wrong. Like, okay, cool. That was your choice, and this is what happened. And if this isn't fun for you, then next time maybe you want to choose something different with that space rather than making them wrong for what they chose. It's like, no, that's just what that created. And next time they're empowered. Now they know what that's like, and they can create something different. And then I have another one coming in.
Speaking of the kids, well, I think it's huge to that whole conversation about like allowing your kids to see what their choices are creating and not having it be a wrongness that they don't brush their hair and their teeth, but letting them get the awareness of, wow, nobody wanted to play with me and they said that I looked funny, or they didn't and it was not a problem and they got to see that they can actually live like that for a couple days, and then maybe they choose to change it on their own because you don't have the resistance in your world to, oh my God, they're going to think that I don't take care of my kids because they showed up in school with a big mess on their head. And I have played with that with the kids, with my twins. Like, they love popsicles, and I don't care that they have popsicles, but I care that they, you know, melt them all over the house and they leave a trail of, you know, goop and smear it around. Yes. So what I've told them is, they call it ice, because that's what they can say. Ice, there's always ice. So, okay, fine, you can have an ice, but you go outside. So they've learned, they get the ice, and they go outside to eat it. Now, when they come back inside, I say, you're going to go inside? You give me back the ice. So, and this is actually like, so they're sort of learning, like, you have a choice. If you want this, you go eat it outside. If you come inside, you lose it. And they make that choice. And it's sort of a moment by moment. They might come in, and I take it away, and they start crying. Okay, well, you want it? And then I give it back to them, but you have to go outside. You know, and I put them outside. And so they get it. It's sort of like, at this age, teaching them, like, well, you do have choice, and you can have this, but mom also gets what she wants, which is not to have mess in the house.
Yeah.
So rather than doing what I think a lot of parents do is, you know, no, and then they go throw themselves on the floor and have a temper tantrum.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do in business. You know, I feel like, a quote, like a lot of managers, you know, tell people what to do, or if something's not getting done the way they want it done, they kind of intervene rather than letting that person choose and see what shows up. So like if someone, and that's another thing, I think we're so lucky working in the business that we do, because it's like, well, I don't know what that's going to create it, choose it, you know, do that video that way, or, you know, run that marketing campaign that way, and let's just see what it creates. It might not be what, you know, someone else would have chosen, but when you're given that freedom, then you can actually see what does get created from it and be like, oh, that's not something I would want to do again, or maybe it is. But if no one makes you wrong, and the company and the business and everyone gains from that, like getting to see what it created, what would we change next time? It's like everything is a gift. Nothing has to be wrong, which is such a different way than most people do business.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And the freedom to actually fail and do it the wrong way is so, like, you'll never do that again. Like, if you have the freedom to fail, and you do, and you screw something up, that's not a mistake you'll make again. But if someone's telling you, you know, don't do this, it's like, you're probably going to end up repeatedly screwing that thing up, because you, in your world, like, you know, don't push the red button, don't think about a big elephant right now, don't think about the elephant, it's like, you're going to think about the elephant. Yeah, but it's like the freedom to actually fail and get the awareness of, well, that didn't work out the way I had hoped.
Right, and I get it's harder with kids, because sometimes you don't want your kids to fail. But at the same time, if you look at that example of, I was just reading an article, and they were asking parents, what five qualities would you want your child as an adult to have? And one of the things on there was, like, adaptability, the ability to get through hard times. And it's, like, all of those things they list, I can't remember what the other ones were, but they were all qualities that you would get from failing or going through adversity or things that we try to protect them from as parents. And I was, like, wow, if you don't actually try to protect them and empower them to make choices and have them, yeah, they're going to fail, and it might be hard to watch, but it's creating a kid that, one, knows how to make choices, they're empowered to be independent, and then they get to learn from that, and they end up with these qualities of being able to handle situations that don't work out well, being able to fail rather than this, like, perfect life that we're projected to have to give them to be a good parent, which is, like, so false. It was a brilliant way of looking at it.
Yeah, I love that. And also having, like, you're the adult, you know that, you know a bit more than your kids do about how things turn out when you eat. Like, it's also your job to not let them run into the street when a car is coming. Like,
right.
That's not, you know, know, we're not saying like, oh, they'll learn not to do that again. It's like there's some things where you go, okay, I have the greater awareness here. I'm not going to actually allow that to occur. But allowing them, like Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, when I asked him about the kids like fighting with each other, he's like, let them work it out. He's like, they'll learn, you know, if they bite each other, like the other one will learn to bite back and then they'll stop. It's like, they'll work it out. But if you intervene, you end up having to intervene all the time and they don't learn how to be with each other. And the one will dominate the other because that's what they, you know, it's like having animals. Like this, with toys, it's like one must establish dominance over the other one and the other one has to, you know, deal with it. And it's like, that's sort of what happens, but they create the relationship together. And I've so noticed that, like, if I let them leave them and I'm like, oh, that looked like it hurt. Okay. Let me just like monitor the situation, make sure it doesn't get out of hand, but let them, you know, work it out. Then they sort it out, you know?
Yeah. I know one of the things with I remember it's another Gary Douglas story with I remember Simone saying in their business they had like some choice that Simone made that ended up losing the company quite a bit of money, like some crazy figure, like I don't know, 40 grand or something. And she was later like,
yeah,
why did you let me choose that if you knew that what that was going to create? And he was like, because now you have that awareness and you're never going to choose that again. And knowing that you're an integral part of this like company that I want to keep creating with you, it's like I want you to have that awareness. You know, rather than
yeah.
tell you, and I'm like, wow, how many people in business would do that? But then you end up working with and creating with people that are now more aware, more empowered, and can create so much greater than if you would have told everybody what to do or given them your awareness because you're the, quote, one who knows, you know?
Mm. And also in the company we work with is they tell us to ask for people greater than us to show up, which is a really weird concept. Most people would rather protect their position and their job than bring in someone better than them, right? Which is like such
yeah.
a weird thing. But what it ends up creating is only more for everyone. It's like if you hire someone that's better than you at whatever this part of the job is, it makes your life easier and allows you to create in the areas that are easy and fun for you that you're really great at.
Yeah. And I've used that question with parenting too. So I was like, what would it take for like a nanny to show up who's greater than me at like dressing my kids or things that aren't easy for me? And I ended up getting a nanny who would pick these amazing, she'd get my daughter to wear these amazing outfits that all matched and went to her. I was like, where did you even find those? Like I wouldn't have been able to pull those out of the closet. And it's like allowing rather than feeling, yeah, like they allow them, everyone to contribute. It makes greater life for everybody.
So more on this when we come back with Martin and Emily on the Joy of Business Radio.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour,
as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business Radio with Lauren and Emily, and we are talking about the business of being a mom. And Emily was just chatting to me at break about what she's doing coming up, which I think you guys have to know about. Emily, would you like to tell the audience about your upcoming call?
Yeah. So a while back, I did a call called Conversations with Vagina. That was all about, like, getting out of judgment of the most judgeable body part that women usually judge or is unspeakable in, you know, in our society. And it was an awesome call. And so it's been, like, several months since I did that. So this time I'm actually doing a new three-part call on it, and I'm facilitating it with Julia Sotis. So I have no idea where we're going to go because that title leaves it open to a lot. It's three calls, and we're actually having on the second call Julia's husband, Anthony Mattis, as our guest. And then the third call, we're having Dane here as our guest. So it should be really interesting, and I'm super excited. I don't have it on my website yet. I'm just in the process of listing it. But if you go to emilyevansrussell.com, by the time actually you hear the show, it'll be up on there. So if you're at all curious or would like to play, we'd love to have you.
So you have to go to Emily Evans Russell to have conversations with vagina.
And I heard you have a new website, too. And you've been up to all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I just got my new website up and running, which is very exciting for me. It's called meetlaurenmarie.com. And, I've been writing a lot. We're getting a lot of stuff out in the media about Joy Business for moms, and that's what I sort of have been focusing on is getting information and tools out about this whole topic with business and moms, and what do you do to get started, and how do you handle it all or balance it all, you know, when there's so much going on. And to me, it's like moms are some of the most creative, tenacious, like greatest people that you can have in business. And to acknowledge that to yourself if you are a mom or working with a mom, and actually encourage her to or yourself to acknowledge those capacities that you do have, and not to look at anything that you have in your life as a hindrance. Like, a lot of moms are, oh, well, I can't, you know, create that much because I have kids. And it's like, what if you could create even more? What if it made your life easier to have kids, not harder? What if it made you make more money, not less? What if it allowed you to create more in the world, not less? And I know that's a really weird point of view.
And it's an awesome point of view because it's so not out there. And I love that you're doing that and, like, getting so many, you know, articles out there in the world around that, because we're only told that everything has to get smaller after you have kids, or that life has to be about them, or, you know, that everything, yeah, like all that you talked about, you're going to make less money or you can't work as much or everything's harder. And you've been an incredible inspiration with that. Like, I remember when you were pregnant with twins and how much we all work and create. I was like, wow, how is she going to do that? And you've just created
no idea.
More. And more and more. It's not logical. It makes no sense. I get it.
The answer is no idea. And that's part of the predictable future, is like, I didn't have an idea or could predict how I was going to do anything. Like, being pregnant with twins, when I looked at, like, okay, what is this going to be like? No idea. And I still have no idea. Like, every day is an adventure. And if you try to figure anything out in that way, it doesn't – like, I always thought it was funny that they wanted me to come up with a birth plan. And I'm like, really? You want me to plan something that's completely unpredictable? Sure. So it's like I did it for the sake of the hospital, not – and I didn't make any of it real. And my kids – my water broke at 33 weeks, and that is very early. And, like, you don't have a – like, a birth plan doesn't account for – your water breaking at 33 weeks. That's not part of the plan. So, like, I never took it too seriously, but it's like, that's how I've been with the whole
the whole thing is like, this is an adventure. I have no idea how it's going to work, but I do know that that is going to work. And this is because I'm so stubborn and tenacious, like it will. I don't know how, but it's going to. and it's like, if you are, whatever point of business you're in or having a family, if you have one yet or not, it's like, if you can just trust you and know that if you can trust and know that you will be capable of handling anything and that you can create anything, you don't have to figure out how. You never can figure out how, but you can trust that you will. It's a completely different space to function from.
And it's like it comes back to, at the beginning, we were asking questions. It's like having the trust that you can create something more, asking questions, it's like, what else is possible here? You know, like not having to figure it out, which is funny because I feel like in the business world, they talk about one of the qualities that's really, you know, wonderful to have and admirable is innovative thinking. But innovation comes from question. So I wouldn't call it, it's seen as thinking in this reality, but really what you're doing if you're being innovative is you're asking questions, you know,
yeah.
Whether it's around parenting or being out, and it's being willing to like not have to think it or figure it out, but asking questions and seeing what shows up that creates those things that you could have never figured out how, you know, never planned it. And it's usually, I mean, I've never seen it not be, it's more magical and more amazing than what you would have planned.
And it's bringing something into existence that doesn't currently exist. It's like innovation is changing reality. So you're looking at how can I bring something that doesn't exist to the world? And that has to be from question.
Yeah, has to be. Mm. And we're usually taught that we have to find answers, right? Like ask a question so you can find an answer. And I know that was a big thing for me with asking questions. You're not like, okay, what else is possible? And then you're not answering that with, oh, well, okay, I could do this, or I could plan this for my birth, or I could do this for my day. It's actually you ask that question like kind of like a kid would about, you know, something with total wonder and curiosity, and then letting it go without letting your mind figure it out. Because every time you let your mind starts going, it's just going to the past of what it knows, what you've been able to create before, how things have looked at home, how other, you know, if it's a birth, how that has looked before, what you've read about, what you've seen in business, and then it calculates your, you know, what else it thinks it could be possible. But what you want to get out of is your brain and allow those moments like we talked about when you're in the shower or you're driving and those inspirations that come from your being to actually create your life and your, you know, how you mother, how you parent, how you run your business. And it's not actually thinking. It's truly asking questions. And when you let it go, it allows the awareness to show up, which is very different than thinking.
Mm. I just had a thought while you're talking. the other end of the spectrum, what about moms that their kids have all grown up, moved out, and they're sort of having an empty nest syndrome, and they'd really like to create something, you know, different. Maybe they want to start a business or make more money or change it up. What's the question or advice that you would give to those ladies out there?
Gosh, when you first asked that, it would be asking what's fun for you. Or what did you give up maybe a while ago when you were a mom that you thought wasn't possible to have anymore? You know, maybe it was like ice skating or, you know, something that you gave up or travel that was really fun for you. And it might be something really simple, but maybe you didn't give it up. Maybe you just didn't do it as much, or maybe it's something new that you found an interest in. And starting to play with that and not having to make it, quote, your new job or something that you have to figure it all out, but what if you just started adding that in more, like anything that brings you more joy and more fun, and asking for how could it contribute, you know, and maybe it does end up as a job on the side or a brand new business or a totally new creation, who knows, but just adding something in that would be fun for you in your life. What would you say
so
to that? That's a great question.
No, I'm just going to ask you another question because
yeah, okay.
I want to know what you know. So if someone doesn't know what's fun, like a lot of moms, it's like they give up so much of, like their life becomes all about the kids. So then when the kids are gone or they're old enough to take care of themselves or they are in that teenage phase where they don't want anything to do with you, you're left with some like time on your hands going, what do I do now? If you don't know, how do you rediscover what is fun for you?
Oh, that's a great question too. For me, it's almost like I keep a little note, like a list on my phone of things that make me happy or bring me joy, or maybe something, if that's kind of been out of your world for a while because you have been making your life about everybody else, like what's something that you feel really you when you're doing, that you don't feel influenced by what others think, or you just feel super relaxed and very you. And maybe that's taking a walk in nature. Maybe it's taking a bath. Maybe it's reading a book or going to – it doesn't have to be some big, huge, adventurous thing. And keeping a list, and once you have that, I mean, at least for me, it's now in my awareness more to look for it. So the next time that I find something – or maybe it's not even you. Like I know maybe you watch a video on Facebook. Like I remember seeing a friend who was hang gliding, and I was like, oh, I've never done that, but that – I don't know if I'll necessarily, I would like to, but it was more the energy of that. I was like, okay, that energy I would like to add to my life. So I started looking around and like sort of shopping for the energies of the life I wanted to have. So if you don't feel like you have it, look around. Like who do you admire and look at what they're doing and creating. And not that you have to duplicate it, but to start looking for things that light you up and keeping a list. And maybe you're not going to do it the same way, but you start to get more of an energetic idea of what would be fun for you and what you'd like to add to your life.
I love that. It makes me excited to get off the phone and go create my fun adventure of a day. So if you didn't need predictability, what else could you have? What if infinite choice was available? Infinite joy, infinite creation. And what if you, being you, are the greatest gift to the world, as our friend Dr. Dane here likes to say you are. And thank you, Emily. This has been so much fun. I hope you guys have enjoyed our chat about business, having a business as a mom and the business of being a mom. And happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. And if anyone listening is interested in more about like business stuff, you can find both Laura and I on the Joy of Business website, which is accessjoyofbusiness.com. Thanks,
thank
Laura.
You.
It was so much fun.
Bye.